Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 161, Give Me Your Blessing, Holy Son of God. This lesson offers us complete and total freedom. It is asking, though, that we would do one thing, that we would take a moment to consider the one person that represents challenge to us. It might even be yourself, the one that you judge, the one that judges you, the one that persecutes, the one that seems to withhold or keep things from you. Whoever this one person is that seems to cause the trouble or the challenge, take a moment now to select them. Let them symbolize and represent all the rest. Today we ask salvation from them. First, we allow ourselves to see this one as clearly as we can, in the same form to which we are accustomed. Whoever it is that you are still judging, or seeing as small, limited, powerless, mean, hurtful, angry, anyone that you see with less than love will be sufficient. As you hold this person in your mind, see their face, their hands and feet, their clothing. Watch them smile or even frown. Allow yourself to tune in to the familiar gestures which you have seen so frequently. Then think of this, that what you are seeing conceals all from you the sight of one who can forgive you all your sins, one whose sacred hands can take away the nails which pierce your own, and lift the crown of thorns which you have placed upon your own head. Ask this of this person, that he may set you free. Give me your blessing, holy child of God. I would behold with you the eyes of Christ, and see my perfect sinlessness in you. And this one will answer, as we have called, for this one will hear the voice for God in us, and will answer in that same voice. Imagine looking at this person, and recognizing that they have a mask, or a costume, and that behind that mask and costume is your salvation. The one that could release you from all suffering, every form of fear and lack and pain and even death. Today we behold this one that we have seen merely as flesh and bone, and we recognize that Christ has come through this person. Today's idea is our safe escape from anger and fear. Today we will use this form of practice to release us from all suffering. Today we are determined to see the Christ in every person, regardless of whether or not they are aware of it or they are able to show it to us. Today we stand in certainty of who they are, and we will borrow the certainty of the Holy Spirit to steady our feet and to reinforce our choice.